bless you. You're about to listen to the voice of the eagle with Prophet Samuel Addison. Prophet Samuel Addison is an anointed servant by the will of God and is graced to operate in the fivefold ministry. As you listen to this tape, be ready to be caught up into unlimited levels of the Spirit and soar unto greater heights. Enjoy the message.
Prophet Samuel Addison is a general overseer and founder of the Eagle House Chapel International. He is a dynamic, authentic, and accurate firebrand prophet of our time who carries depth and authority and operates in a sharp, forensic realm of the prophetic. He is a global speaker whose ministry transcends borders and boundaries. Prophet Addison is a seasoned preacher and author of many books. His messages are centered on hope, righteousness, the Holy Spirit, order, and discipline in the body of Christ. And his prophetic services are highly charged, power-packed, and always filled with the overflow of unusual blessing. Prophet Addison is married to Reverend Mrs. Eunice Binti Addison, and they are blessed with two children. And now, we present to you God's Oracle, Prophet Samuel Addison.
So this month we'll be handling the topic, Building Godly Character.
You see, a year,
I promise to bless you with offensive and defensive weapons of a believer. And the first time I heard these teachings, somebody explained these teachings to me. Happens with my late brother. He went to preach at Odudowa Secondary School. And he illustrated this. Wherever he is, may he so rest in peace. So I
want
to preach from this message. The seven or the offensive and defensive weapons. Ephesians 6. Is Dennis here?
Dennis, waha.
Stand here.
Bichinaha.
Ephesians 6. Which now, sir, to me, pursue. Ephesians 6:10, come down. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Can we all read the verse 11? Go. Shout it. Shout again. I heard that word. I read the verse 12, then you read the verse 13. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly place. Verse 13, read together. Verse 13, Verse 14. Stand therefore, having girded your loins, your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Verse 15, let's all read together. Verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Verse 17.
Take the helmet of salvation.
Please, let me hear your voice. Read again. And take what? Verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance, supplications for all these things. Verse 19. Verse 20. For which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. When we talk about offensive, we are talking about it involves tearing down the stronghold that the enemy has formed in your mind through deception and accusation. Can you bring the puppet here? I will come down also. Offensive means involve tearing down the stronghold that the enemy had formed in your mind. Anytime you hear the word stronghold, it's your mind. That is offensive. Again, offensive is evolves tearing down the strongholds that the enemy had formed in your mind through deception and accusation.
And it say,
now, defensive means it involves guarding yourself against the tactics and the schemes of the devil. That is called the defensive.
Like,
if say you are defensive means you are guarding yourself against the tactics or the schemes of the devil. It's a put on the armor of God. Put on the armor of God. An armor is a metal covering or shield on a person to deliver him from danger in battle. So why must Goliath go for a war? And he will put on a metal covering as an armor.
So
the garment of Goliath from his head down will guide him from any attack. So now Paul was saying that put on the armor of God.
If you are
the
Yankopon Akudia no
share, he said, put on the whole armor of God.
If you are the Yankopon Akudia in a share,
that he may be able to stand the wiles of the devil.
So be to me, Gina or Tan for Bun Samuel.
He's trying to say that,
or Patrick say,
if you don't put on the armor of God,
so when you are the Yankopon Akudia no answer,
you can't stand the devil.
Unto me, Gina or Tan for Bun Samuel.
So when you talk about God's armor,
you can say, Radin Yankopon Akudia,
he started listing them.
The
first one he lists was the belt of truth. The second he named was a breastplate of righteousness. The third he named was the shoes of the gospel of peace. The fourth was the shield of faith. The fifth is the helmet of salvation. The sixth is the sword of the spirit. And the last one he named was prayer. If you are asked what are the weapons or the armor, you will tell me prayer is one. But prayer with that character is useless. If you are prayerful and your character is basa, you are useless.
So
if you check the armor Paul gave us, prayer is the last one.
For the Maya Empire,
and even that one, is not the main one. He added prayer to water the seas.
So
the main one are the six weapons. The weapon of a believer, or the armor of a believer, is your character. A Christian without a character is a Christian without an armor. See, come in front, enemy house. See. Can he hide what he's wearing? Don't you see what he's wearing? Don't you see the tie he's wearing? Don't you see the shoe he's wearing? That's what Paul said, put on. Which means if you put on character, people will see it. Character is something you cannot hide. You can't hide it. People say character like a pregnancy. You hide it for some time. At least you can hide down to the 8th month. By the 9th month, you see something. So you can hide character. If you are some. So
we
you can't hide it. But we have forgotten
now
that all the things he lists, they are not spiritual. They are spiritual, but the manifestation of all the weapons he
needs
reflects in character. So no matter how you come to church, no matter how you read your Bible, you do all you can do. If you lack character, you have no weapon. That's why the world is insulting the church.
When
we go to church,
sorry,
our character outside is not good. So the world is insulting us. So this morning, I want to allow myself for God to use me. The things I ordered, I didn't, because it came to my mind only yesterday afternoon. So I didn't get all. I got about 4 or 5. The first one I'm looking for, I didn't get it. So come down, use you. The first one, he said, the belt of truth. Who is wearing a good belt? Caleb, he didn't see from. Who is wearing a good belt? You can remove and give it to me. Any man wearing a good belt? Pan, is your belt good? Since you started insurance company, now you are wearing a good belt. God bless you. Say new, it's a way you know. Uti. Now, I'm not finding sure who is the fact was is no, this is Isra. He said, put on the first thing he said. It's a put on. Why? Right. The belt is a piece of equipment that we put on that secures all the other weapons. So you realize that when you put on the belt like this, it holds all the other weapons together. You can put the knife there. It keeps you, it holds everything on faith. Hear
me.
Truth is something you can't hide. If you're a liar, it will show.
So you're truthful, a bit.
If you're truthful, it will show.
So you're not credible, a bit.
When you dress,
so you found one,
and you've not put on a belt.
Now, sometimes
what you are wearing,
it
can go down. It will make your movement uneasy. If you're not a truthful person,
so you're not credible,
your life becomes uneasy. Hear me very carefully. Belt shows you are ready in life.
Or ready for action. When you put on belt, it means you are ready for power. Truth.
Must surround your life like a belt.
I will say, try on who she had to say, a
that's what Bible declares. You shall know the truth. And the truth that you know will set you free. So when Jonathan and David met, when Jonathan was establishing covenant with David,
now Jonathan, any David,
the things he gave David, he added a belt to establish the truth. Hear me. No matter who you are, if you are not honest and truthful in life, it's like dressing without a belt. Most of you can't live without a belt. You must wear it. It holds your life together. John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Read the book of John 14:6. It said, "I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life."
Hear me.
There is no way anywhere. Jesus is the only way. There is no other truth anywhere. Jesus is the only truth. And there is no life anywhere. Jesus is the only life. So if you want the truth, you must know him. If you want the way, you must know him. But today, our lifestyle is not in shape because we are not living a truthful life. So what we are wearing, and if you wear something and there is no belt, it can even naked you and make it shame. So the belt represents truth. You must put it on so that it will bind all together. 1 Corinthians 4:2. Truth also means faithfulness. Hold your neighbor and ask, are you faithful? Are you faithful? Faithfulness or truthfulness is a requirement for stewardship. If you are not truthful, you are not qualified to be a steward. Anything they have given you, whatever you are in charge, or any duty you are in, if you are not faithful, if you are not truthful, you are not qualified. It is a requirement in the kingdom that every steward must be faithful. But today, how many stewards
are
faithful?
They
are not faithful. So we are walking without a belt and no powerful warrior.
Na eye okuni okunfuo bie ni ho a.
Who go to a war.
Obeko oku
without a belt.
Ah, abomudie mbo ni mu.
When he removed the belt.
So he abomudie na.
He has ended the war.
E chere se we wi oku.
When he put on the belt.
Na se we abomudie no bo
so. He's ready for action.
Na se wa ye krado so
bi. Most of us.
E mu bebere
ya. We have no belt.
Ye ni abomudie.
Because we are not truthful.
We say ye ndi no kure.
So what you are wearing
is
loose. Anybody who is not truthful, your life is loose. You are loose.
Please
hand the belt to the owner. Master, go to the middle. Take the breastplate. The second one. Is the breastplate of righteousness. Why the breastplate? Write it down. Without righteousness, we leave our lives open to satanic attacks. Righteousness means being made right. Right standing with God.
Hear
me. As a warrior. What I hate is I'm preaching powerfully. You're looking at my face and writing news.
Under
this anointed.
Look
at my face. At least even that damn with the open like this. I'm pouring God's mind.
Look at my face.
The breastplate of righteousness. Do you know what it does? It covers your chest. Covers your breast. Covers you. From what?
Hear me.
If you are not right with God,
your
heart is open like this. Anything can penetrate. And if you put on this breastplate, it's visible. It's character. Anybody who has a right standing with God, you will see it. You see it. Righteous life or righteousness protects our heart. Matthew 5:8 is a bless. Matthew 5:8. Put on the screen for me. Matthew 5:8.
It's your sample, no?
No. I'll ask a question. You here today? Are you right with God?
When you ready, ewo eje tene eje na ebi.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Not pure in your hair or pure in your fingernails.
Eje eje utri manase eje umore no.
I know one rich woman.
Yes,
she was sick.
No, yare.
Lying down. Okay. He has about 20 cars, money, and
everything.
And doctors told her.
And a doctor for catching and
said, the way your heart is beating, you will die.
It's a prophet.
My eye went to my house, saw the cars. I saw the money. It's half over 2 million Ghana in my account. That's my city account too. As for
dollar,
I can't tell you. And I my mind went to the money. And the voice came to me.
And
all the things you are looking at, or imagining, where you are now, it can't save you. I will let you live because of your stand with me. I met a lady in
US.
She was dying. And she had an encounter with Jesus. And Jesus told her, I'm allowing you to go back to the earth. Go and become an usher in your church. That will save your life. What is your stand with God? Most of you don't even care about it. If you stand with God, it's the way you want to be in a good terms with your boss. Good terms with your master. And so say, are you in good terms with God? Righteousness is right standing with God. Anybody in a right standing with God, you are covering your chest with the breastplate of righteousness. It's a character. Whatever you do, you don't care. You don't even matter that what is God thing, what you are doing. Proverbs 4:23. It says, guard your heart. What can guard your heart is righteousness. Righteousness means living an honest life, good life, and humble life.
Give it to me. For
me. The third one. I didn't get it, so I'll use your shoe. It's upon the screen from the third one. It's the shoes of the gospel of peace.
But there's
a word there. I want you to bring it back to the screen for me. Ephesians. Media team, be fast. All what I'm teaching you, defensive weapons. The only offensive weapon in all the weapons is the sword of the spirit.
It's
a having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
So they asempano asum
anywhere. Dennis will enter. The word gospel means good news. Anywhere Dennis will enter, he must go there with the gospel and with the good news. Anywhere Dennis goes, he must be a peacemaker. Most of you, your character full of violence. You fought everybody in your office, everybody in your class, everybody in your area. Most of you, if they ask you, go to your neighbors and go and borrow verses, they will give you ice cream. The prophet told the prophet's wife, go to your neighbors and ask for, go and borrow verses. Imagine she was fighting with the neighbors. No, be a contour. Even your office, everybody, even in the airplane, you fight with the
arrows.
Which means you are not a peacemaker. Character, anywhere they find you, do you know why?
It's
the foot that keeps them going. What to keep us going is the gospel. Because they make a mumpe. They don't like the preaching. The demons are reacting. The spirits behind God, they are reacting. You are not aware, but they are reacting. Yes. Most of you are too sure that no demon can influence you. Because
sorry.
My preaching, the thing is reacting. Some even find fault and insult me. Are you a peacemaker?
You be a odi asumjina mo.
Romans chapter 10, verse 14, 15. Hear me. If you want your feet to be beautiful, it's not pedicure. It's not the shoe you are wearing. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Verse 15. Kalabada, verse 15. And how shall they preach unless they are saying, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel. The gospel is good news. I wish somebody would clap and shout it. The gospel is good news. So anywhere you find yourself, when you are preaching the gospel, you are releasing good news. So anywhere you are, there must be peace. Most of you, if you are somewhere and the place is peaceful, they will only create confusion. When they come and they see you walk with a friend, and you are nice, that person will try and break confusion. What a bad character. Between your feet is ugly. Those who preach the way,
when I came ready,
their feet is beautiful.
Where
they enter.
Maybe be around bedroom. No.
Suppose it's an arrow, which is when you enter somewhere, and there's a devil of confusion. Because you are there, and because your foot is in a shoe, you bring the peace of God there. He said, blessed are the peacemakers.
In Matthew 5,
put the scripture for me. Verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they are called the sons of God. Are you a peacemaker?
We will be out here some dream.
There are two things about this message. You go around with the gospel of the kingdom. With the mission of the church. Not your church, but the mission of the church God gave us. You have forgotten. Let me remind you. Mark 16:15. Give me the NIV. Mark 16:15. That is the mission. That is the gospel of the kingdom. I said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel. Go into the world and say the good news. Let me talk to you. Yesterday, one of my young men came to
me.
Very rich young guy. I'm not mentioning what he does in Ghana here. He's a prophet. I went to Dubai.
Because Dubai.
And I was going for a business transaction. And one Muslim told me that before he would sign the contract, they must give him $5 million.
I will say, man, $5 million.
He said, before I will sign the contract and I will give you that money, you must be a Muslim first.
I will say, you crimony answer.
Ask Papa in London now what Muslims are doing.
Papa, London.
Ask him.
Busa now.
All major properties, buildings, Muslims are
buying.
He said, if I give it to you, stop it. And Jenny are picking it. And you don't become a Muslim, we will kill you. So you must be $5 million. You tell me you are not Isifu. Isifu Seidu. Or Sadia Mamadu. Can I talk to you? You will never know your true content character until you are under pressure.
You will never know your true
content character until you are under pressure. Any kiss, faithful.
He also, you know,
have you seen wealth before?
When we see car, when we hear die,
have you seen a woman standing there? If you see her body is like a fresh baby, you and say, sleep with me, I will give you range over.
And then that, my mouth, a change range,
a young boy.
That
you are sleeping one check, one room, and mosquito. And where do you hear frost? That will show to me.
If you have
a character. You're not clapping. Righteous. Have you seen word before? To the many Christians are denying the gospel.
They
can't stand pressure. Mark 65 is a go into the world.
So can we say,
first, I have 4 minutes.
It was my nine.
And preach my gospel to all creation. Give me the NLT. Anywhere you go, preach the word. Go into the world and preach the good news. When was the last time preach the word of somebody.
Okay, right.
Even your status, there's nothing there that shows you go to church. Your full status.
Be pure and point. Let's say we call ourselves. So you Christian.
You don't even post anything. The status is a higher platform to preach the gospel.
But status,
necessary. While souls are perishing, hit your neighbor
and ask,
are you building a godly character? The fourth weapon is the shield of faith. Bring the shield. The last one. Given a sheet of faith, given the scripture, you will see there's an English word there. Put your hand inside. Sheet of faith. Look at it. What do faith not say above all? When you go, they say now above righteousness, above the feet, above the belt, above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. Write it down. When our faith in God and love in God is strong, it is impossible for Satan to penetrate our life. Oh God, have mercy. Two. If you are a man of faith,
so
you you will be above all. Why? Faith is your protector.
And only a your pambo.
Do you have coin or paper here? So for what trust are your point book we cotuchin na koto we be. From next week, I want to see this one.
See who I saw in a dear no.
Next week, every notebook has expired from today.
Yeah,
Father, as I speak in tongues, let all diary disappear. From next week, this one we are using here. Anyone that comes here with that old diary and I expire, either it's Star Insurance or Gold Insurance, I expire.
Say we dream with the ending in a trim.
Now hold it.
So
do you have a coin? Try and throw it. Men to say ubebon. Fahiti shield. Now faith helps you to quench any arrow the enemy will throw at you.
One day, a man
was working at a laboratory.
When he entered
the laboratory,
he
won't drink water. He saw water, something in a cup. He took it and drank it. And one man said, hey, what you are drunk is acid. He said, in the name of Jesus, it's not acid. It is water. When they tested what he drank, it was acid. He's alive till now. Why? Having faith to quench all the satanic darts. When the shield is acid, he raised the shield of faith. It's not acid. So when you carry faith, any arrow they throw at you, you react to the faith. But without faith, you don't have a protector. And faith is a character. If you carry faith, you don't have any shield. Anything the enemy throws at you,
your time for when somebody to about to be a benyan
faith. It's a character. So anybody with faith,
we Pierre was or what GD, you know,
this is your lifestyle.
Say no, bravo.
All the arrows are true.
I could give you a mutunina.
He said, with which you will be able to quench all the fairy darts. One man, one lady went to hospital. And a report came out. When he brought a report, he said, you have HIV. He took the paper, folded it, threw it away. He said, it's not my report. After 3 hours, when the nurse came, and the nurse picked the paper, he realized that he gave the woman a wrong paper. If it's you, only the news alone.
So what is keke krano? So which HIV, you know?
You go and do. You go to your phone and Google HIV symptoms.
Yes, sir. Unya HIV. Anyo ma e day dino. Boko akushwe.
You take your pen. Now you Google what someone have written.
They will be atro.
Are you okay?
There are
most of you now. All your life now. You live your life by social media. What people are saying. What you have heard. You to what do you know?
What
people are saying. You are writing what people are saying. Someone like 10 ways, 21 ways, 15 ways, 91 ways, 150. You to what do you know? Years ago, I was fasting for 7 days dry. On my fifth day, an angel came to me. He said to me, he said, from today, read the word than any other book. So me, you can't study than me. But above all my study, I chew the Bible. I can tell you from Matthew chapter 1 to the last chapter, every verse, what is there? Not by it, it's on a woman named Michelle. I can tell you. If today the Bible is burnt, I can write some.
You're
not clapping. I can write some. Because it is in me. But some of you,
Bible.
Faith
GDA
helps you. After faith. The next one is called the helmet. Also for bring it. Of salvation. You see the helmet? Now, the helmet is not to protect the head, that is your mind. But the helmet is to protect the mind. That's why every good helmet of a warrior, the ears are covered. You know why? To lose your salvation, what goes on your mind? To gain your salvation, what goes on your mind? Hear
me.
Nobody have a permanent salvation. You can lose it. Let no one deceive you. To once say, forever say, who told you that? Oh, so you mean tomorrow if I start smoking, I start running after other things, I start stealing, I'm still safe, I stop preaching, I start going for fishing, I start doing Uber. Yango. Stop the gospel. I'm still saying. He that put his hand to the plow and lose back is not fit for the kingdom. So your salvation. We are being saved. My brother told me that salvation is like putting egg in the spoon.
You are running with it.
You hold it very carefully. It can fall at any time. We are being saved until Christ comes. Character. Mada dabadu abakaba yanda kapaya. Tell you about work on your character. Put on the helmet. Put on the helmet. Put on the helmet. Give the keys. Oh God. I'm not blessing you.
Israel.
Helmet protect our minds from discouragement, despair in the most of you. If what you are going through, you are discouraged.
Because
the things you are hearing, hey, why discouraged? Many people have stopped church because the things they heard about church.
COVID, you know, in some moment,
they stopped church. They hate churches. But one man who was involved in Ghana, I met him last week at the airport, he gave him money. He saluted me and gave him money. The one who was the main person in Ghana, he gave him dollars at the
airport.
I said, God bless you. This picture coming, we need to draw a picture. Many people have stopped church because of the things they have heard about church. They've lost their salvation. Some don't believe in pastors again. Some now believe in online. Philippians 2 verse 12. Colossians 3 verse 2. Your head is the most vulnerable area of your life.
I'm telling you.
Where you are here,
so why?
Your head is more important than any part of your body. If you fall down now, and your one hand is cut, you can live again. They even do kidney transplant. Some are living only one kidney, the other one is not working. Today, people are even doing face. They are face, right? They are doing face artificial plastic surgery. Because the face lifts. Nowadays, they have injected their mouth to be big. The right, you see, your mouth is too small, so they inject their mouth to be big.
You see them?
Like a pig.
Say, preko. Say, pafo.
I was at a shopping mall in Canada. Say, hey. Girl, I'm not so too much. I want to know. I'm saying, oh. Preocupa. I said, hey, what are you
doing? Really?
So I was saying, what I thought are the lady
pregnant?
They are injecting their mouth to be big. Versus they will inject their language, their voice to be big. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now as much more in my absence, work out your own salvation. Let no one deceive you. There is no heaven. There is no place you will go. Let no one deceive you. So you came to church.
No, sorry.
You accepted Christ.
Offer Christ.
I am saved. So automatically go to heaven.
Then I'm in heaven. There be
work out.
I was say we young kwaje no adwuma.
How can you work out? This one key. Colossians 3, verse 1 and 2. The helmet.
Yeah, that the channel.
He looked like Goliath Kaze.
Say Goliath.
If then you were raised with Christ, seek things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand side. Verse 2. Set your mind on things. Do you know why you are sad in life? Your mind is not here. Your mind is not there.
Hey,
this mind, if you send your mind,
the
time it returns, the things will come and tell you, you'll be sad. This mind, if you send your mind somewhere, by the time it returns, it will bring you things that you yourself don't even know, imaginations. Most are not happy in life. Their mind is not on above things. What they don't have. What they want to achieve. What they have. I mean, things unnecessary. One day,
that could be.
I was in a plane.
I mean,
flying.
Me too.
And when I turned back, I was from Switzerland to Frankfurt to catch a plane so I can go to Amsterdam and to go to France. When I turned back, I was the only black man in the flight. Not only in the flight, too. We are only three at the business class. And all the whites are behind me. And I'm the only black black at the business class. Sitting in. And when I came back, I asked myself, so God can do this. And years ago, I was worried like that. One year. No one said, see what dream in the heavenly things are. So this situation
will
make you decide a wrong decision. And you regret of your tomorrow. Be careful. Set your mind. Most of you, where your mind is. It's affecting your lifestyle. Character.
Subhan.
Anybody who is a liar, a backbiter, their mind is still on the
edge.
And you are happy. They are bringing formations. You are happy. Those who set their minds on things above. When this man came to me, the bishop, he never mentioned any baban of God's name. But others will come within 5 minutes. They will mention about 10. Have you heard about this one? You know me. Within 5 minutes, he never mentioned. He was just praising the work. His mind is not on. Hear me well. You are not here because of competition with anybody on the earth. If your friend is moving ahead of you, thank God for your life. Focus on your life. Focus on things above. If your time comes, the those who have gone ahead of you, they will come back and salute you. Work for your own salvation. The sixth one is that. Can I have the sword? Give me the two. Give you one so I can have one. He said. And the sword of the which is the word of God. Hear
me.
Sword is a deadly weapon in the hands of a skilled warrior. Which means if the sword is the hands of a warrior who is not skillful, the sword will destroy you. So,
in Granteno,
it's a deadly weapon. That is the only offensive weapon in all the weapons. Arm yourself with scripture. Read the Bible intentionally. I'm about to release some strong weapons now. When Satan entered into the wilderness and tempted Jesus, Jesus fought him with what is called "it is written."
Christo, Eddie, Radia, Seman said, "Yachra say
today." And I'm asking your question: how many "it is written" do you know? Shame on you. You don't know any scripture. You say you're born again. Shame. How many it is written do you know? If you don't know it is written, you don't have a sword. The word of God. And don't know, don't forget, not all swords are sharp. The problem of the church is that many pastors don't give sound word. Many members are not ready for sound word. If you give them sound word, they think you are not sound. But me, I'm very sound. Do you like it? Because they want sharp. Hello, Abra. Hello, Ekria. I met a prophet around Chimota. Yes. He can see you. Let's go.
Young co.
Last time I went there, he did some things that he can prophesy.
And you maybe with Michel.
And yet, the old preaching on. Or bad because Obisi was washing combi. Into Obetlasia. Or she's our friend. Into Obesho in himself for you.
Tolly.
One friend as I saw from Onyeshi Krahushiana. Onyeshiana. Obesababio. One friend. Obesababio.
Sir.
If by me say you call him
from so consonant friend
and he comes here four times. Now what they are looking for.
Now the
doesn't happen.
Now in Sia.
Do not come again.
And yeah,
look for another prophet.
Sabakako,
you do. Then they realize they've gone to my temple.
No,
what I don't like when they go to that prophet.
As someone calls out the phone.
And I went to this one.
They call Winsuho.
Most confusion between pastors in Ghana here.
And
members, course, members.
That I saw from them. Nina, I saw from mano. Oma.
Hey, as for you there, you are calm. Maybe you would use that anti-ding.
No, I see you.
We went somewhere and they did that anti-ding.
Call.
Why?
D-N-T-I.
Hear me.
T-M-A.
God is interested in your establishment than your productivity. He must establish you first. That most of you, if what you are looking for, God gives you today, you will never come here again. When you say, no power story, we show account to $1 million. And 100,000 Ghana cities. And all your friends say, hey, Labadi Beach. And you two are a supplier. I go, Prophet Addison, Sunday, you are sorry. Aduma. But the Aduma. After they leave the Aduma, you see yourself in the morning at Labadi Beach with 7 kebab with pepper.
Just say, what you found?
And he said, I am enjoying life.
See me.
Hear me.
See me.
There is two ways about life. Either you will enjoy life or life will enjoy you. If you are smoking, life is enjoying you. Yesterday I saw on some social media, a man of God arguing with another guy. He said smoking is such a sin. Why is a man of God go on TV and they do some interview with people?
If
one word that will say you will not talk again. He said smoking is not nothing. And we're arguing.
No more.
It's not a sin.
Say anybody.
We'll continue another
time.
Let me give you a scripture. Hebrews chapter 4. I have 12 more minutes. Hebrews 4, verse 12. It said, the word of God is sharp. Give me the the word of God is living and powerful. And sharper than any two-edged sword. Hear me? Anybody with the word of God, you are living and you are active. Pierce
sin even to the division of the soul and of the spirit, where injection cannot enter, God's word can enter there. Even to the joints and the marrow. And is a discerner of thought and intent of the heart. As I'm preaching, the word can enter your bloodline and be influence your
war.
So if you're a man of the word, and you speak, you cut asunder. People don't know why for the past 16 years of my ministry, I am consistent.
I'm
not going down. Every year I go up. Heavy platform and heavy demands.
Yes,
not because of my giftings. As for giftings, it's because of the level of the word I have built for years. And that is my sacrifice. I don't go, I stand on heavy platforms. Not because of my giftings. If it's giftings, there are people that can prophesy than me. But they don't call them. It's not a gift. It's the level of the unadulterated word you carry. You have to build yourself down. And I pray for somebody here that you have the word of God in your spirit. Come and clap your hands. I shall receive the power.
I receive the
have
power.
Have time and read the word. You don't read the word. You don't read the Bible. You don't read the Bible. Unkind. May say unkind Bible. Oh, unkind. Yes, I repented. Yes, I repented. I was hearing one great Nigerian preacher. And he said, God is his witness. He has listened to one tape for 8,000 times. I say, one preaching for 8,000 times. I say, he's standing in the air. He's not lying. He was far away. And I said, hell. Me, I can go to 100 and 150, and I am boasting. Oh, me do 8,000. I must be born again. Most of you, how many times do you listen to my preachings? You want my anointing. You want the grace upon my life. Have you slept with my message before? No wonder you are not working in the anointing. No wonder. The church podcast. Have you gone there before?
Yeah, asafono radio seminar. Wait here, and I will wait here.
Do you have my message on your phones?
Where you must sem? I make an
audio phone. Do you have my audio tapes on your phones?
Where you must
sem? How many? He said 8,000 times.
In pim watching.
Yes, sir. And then my yam husa.
She said,
that's my life.
Bravo.
You must challenge me to do something extra.
Any
friend who does not challenge me.
Anybody
in my life.
I
know why the person is in my life. That's me. Anybody I will work with. I know what I am taking from you. Or what I'm giving to you. The thing challenged me. 8,000.
No, it pursued me.
Me say, enye 500. No, 8,000 one message.
In pim mwache asemba ako.
Read the word.
Can you read the asemba?
Some of your Bible is still new.
Would be a yechure no. Just say, unwa
fufu. Bible. Your Bible you have is still new. Me say, your Bible is still new. Like okra soup.
Nice.
Bible is new.
I don't say,
only time.
Unimre.
Have you seen your life? Have you seen how your life is? Have you seen how you are talking? How you behave? It's a sign. That's why God can speak to you, because the level of the word in you is the level of the sword you have. If Satan said it is written, and you say it is written, one quotation It is written.
Say,
it is written.
Ya chulo say.
Two ko.
Mienu ko.
If you know two asa.
Say, uni mienu wa nini na.
If you read the Bible, you are not helping me.
Say, o kan chulo klong tona ombu ame.
Help yourself.
Ombu wa anga sa ahu.
I'm telling you.
Mika chulo.
Anywhere you see people who knows the word, teaching them is very easy. But so when you obeka, on father because asemo
inimo.
Aaron Toto, look at his age.
Share, Papa.
How old are you? 69 this year. 69 years. He gets here 7 in the morning. Whether he's sick or not. Not because he's a pastor.
Yes, or you're so fool.
Because he knows the word.
So when you must say,
Parashas. Where are you this year? 59. 69, 59, Miso, maybe 89. Hey, why are you betraying me like that?
Hey, he said,
why are you betraying me? 69, 59, Miso, 89. So be a car. He gets here 6:30, 6:35. If I hear my dog go 4 times, then he's around. Why?
Because
he knows the word. Read the Bible.
Can you train him?
The last one.
He
said, then prayer. Have you seen?
Mm-hmm.
Which means the prayer water all the
characters.
Which means if you are prayerful, you are not characterful,
now
you will be shameful
and you will
and your life will become harmful and you receive a handful. My anointing has come. Clap for me. That's it. Yes. You must be prayerful.
So you pray before.
He said, pray always.
So
with all prayer.
Praying
always.
So bom pae.
Prayer is a character.
Yes, empire is bang.
Yes, I'm talking to somebody. Say, I don't feel like praying. Hey, you don't feel like praying.
Don't
say that again. You don't need to feel like before you pray.
No!
Monday mornings, I don't feel like going to school. If you don't, you must go. Monday morning,
work.
My last scripture, 1 Peter 4, verse 7. Give me the NIV. I'm done. We are coming tonight. I'll bring the ark. Bring a request. That we bring the 5 stones. We'll end the giants tonight. Give me 1 Peter 4, 7. The NIV. Right after service, the new members that came, you go to the top. We have a meeting with you. Toto will start there. We'll come and end it. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert, be sober, so that you may pray. Give me NLT. Let me come with them. Okay. The end of the world is coming soon. Therefore, be earnest. Is what I read in my room. What Bible I give you? Okay, give me the New King James. And also, what about another? Okay. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. Lift your right hand. The end of things has come.
So
be serious. Have a serious prayer character life.
I will say, Unya, a young Pai Bosu bank, Cassier.
If a young lady here,
yeah,
I'm preparing a message to come and take the single 30 or 31. Men can you see? I'm not going to catch them. If you're a lady here,
so you're
going to marry.
Now, kowari.
Above all things, character and everything, make sure the person can pray also.
But more than say, nipa no, it be bumpaye.
I'm telling you.
You catch it all.
But when a person can pray,
na say nipa no sube tuma bumpaye.
Person lack character.
Na nipa ni nisubanya.
You be in trouble.
And you be wo haumu.
Lift your right hand.
Peja on sani fano
koso. A man who can pray can run the family.
Yeah, berima onti min bumpaye, onti min eni
busiaso. A man that can pray can raise children.
Yeah, berima onti min bumpaye, onti min titi mofra.
Especially in this world now.
Yeah, prenswa your womb sisi.
You can't.
Onti min.
You can't.
Onti min.
Rise on your feet.
So regina ona so.
Go to 10 people.
Believe you have been blessed by this message. Kindly contact us on telephone numbers +233 244 694 299 or 0247 641 502. Our email address is samprofnk@yahoo.com. That is samprofnk@yahoo.com. Our Facebook handle is www.facebook.com/SamuelAddison. Twitter @ProfSamAddison or visit our website www.prophetsamueladdison.org. Visit www.amazon.com to purchase these books by Prophet Samuel Addison. Keep the fire burning. Tell no one. Your secret is your power. Discovering the secret to the top. Why do you need power? Dealing with success killers and many more. You can also get copies of these books from any bookshop near you. God richly bless you.